effort to reposition itself as a lean, mean 90s corporate cowboy radio machine, Riders Radio Theater regretfully announces the following layoffs. The 2,900 noodle makers with the lowest seniority, the lobster teaser, Adrian Barbeau, and the third coyote. The part of the third coyote will now be played by a non-union cat with a hairball. Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
It's Riders on the radio. Come on, park and saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Noodle-ay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Two Slim, the man of many cats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place here on the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with a 2,742nd performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Thank you, Texas Bit Spender. Too Slim, Ranger Doug, and Woody Paul are Riders in the Sky, and Joey the Cow Polka King is our orchestra. We open the show today with a song that just won, or recently won, the wonderful Wrangler Award in Oklahoma City for Outstanding Western Song of 1992. Written by Gary McMahon and myself. It's called The First Cowboy Song.
When the wind comes whistling through the pine, the cowboy rides his herd all through the night. Across the hills a lone coyote winds, and he's heard this song so many times he knows most every line.
With the wind to teach him lonely and the coyotes teach him blue, and a night bird or two to learn the tune.
He joined in nature's chorus through a thousand lonely nights, till at last he sang his own song to the moon. Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, dee. Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, dee. Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, dee. Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, dee. Sunlight follows darkness, sure as snow melts into spring. His song turned from indigo to rose, as he learned the joyful noises of a million little things, as down the trail this singing cowboy goes.
It must have been that very song that drew the lady near, with her wildflower smile and midnight eye.
And they spent their years together out on the new frontier, rejoicing in the fullness of their lives.
Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, dee. Hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, hey, yoda, yoda, dee.
This portion of Riders Radio Theater is brought to you by Honda, makers of the amazing Honda Accord Eon.
Remember, it's not the accordion player, it's the Honda Accord Eon. See the morning sun with an accordion. You can have a happy song to sing. There is only one Honda Accord Eon. Now everyone can be a polka king.
Riders Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, KAMU in College Station, Texas.
Howdy, College Station!
And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of Bach in the Saddle Again. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Ranger Doug.
Oh, look off to my right. That's your left. As you look into your radio tonight, it's a strange bird of another plane. It's a fiddler. It's Woody Paul, king of the cowboy fiddlers. Woody, who is our special guest this week?
Gosh, Ranger Doug, we got a mighty talented singer-songwriter here tonight. We hear this fella's music on the radio a lot of these days, and we see him all those video shows. Please welcome Arista recording artist, Rob Crosby.
Yes. Welcome, Rob, to Riders Radio Theater.
I'm just tickled to death to be here. Thank y'all so much.
Proud to have you here. Got a great song lined out for us here?
Well, it's a special song to me. It was one of my first singles, and it was a top 10 for me, and it kind of comes from the heart. It's called She's a Natural.
She's got just a touch of gray in her hair. That's okay, she knows I don't care. And the little lines around her eyes, she don't need to disguise. In her heart she's by the ocean, sun on her face. Or going down the road, let's travel at her own pace. She's a natural in everything she does. She don't have to try to win my love. I go easy. When she calls, she knows how to please me. After all, she's a natural. And when I really need her touch, when this whole world is just too much, I don't have to say, cause her heart has already heard. Oh, it must be second nature, the way she knows. She takes my hand, and when I turn the lights down low, she's a natural in everything she does, and she don't have to try to win my love. I go easy. When she calls, she knows how to please me. After all, she is a natural in everything she does. She don't have to try to win my love. I go easy. When she calls, she knows how to please me. After all, she's a natural.
Man, that is great, Rob. You know, with your busy schedule and all, we are just tickled you come up to Cincinnati and appear on our show.
Well, hey, you know, I'm glad to be here too, Slim. It's one of my goals to explore every facet of show business.
Facet of show business.
And this is about the only cowboy radio show around.
You know, Rob, it's refreshing to hear you say that you came here for the art and not the money. Oh, by the way, here's your check. Don, give him his check there.
It's not the money too, Slim, but between me and you, how do you get away with it?
Sir?
I mean, your guests come all the way to Cincinnati for this teeny tiny check and a plate of noodles. How do you do it?
Well, Rob, you see, it's...
Woody, let me handle this.
What?
It's the art of the deal. I just read it.
What?
Tut, 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 Rob. It's simple economics, supply and demand. We have the only cowboy radio show within 1,000 miles. If you want to be on our show, you've got to work for a teeny tiny check and the noodles. Tut, tut, tut.
Okay, you've got me this time too, Slim.
Yes, I do.
But remember, what goes around comes around.
There must be a reason for all this, and I'm sure it will show up later. Thanks, Rob. Folks, another big hand for Rob Crosby.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlefowls. We'll be right back. We continue now with the National Big Band Polka Countdown. Here's the number 5 song, the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 9 of the exciting Western melodrama, The Lost Suburb of Gold. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Miss Marm's father, the late Senator Sterling Marm, came very close to finding the lost suburb of gold. Unfortunately, he passed away before his dream could be realized. But now, more than 20 years later, his courageous daughter, with the aid of Riders in the Sky, is retracing his steps and is determined to find the fabled lost treasure. Then, in our last episode, the Riders and Miss Marm, seeking refuge from a storm, camped in the mouth of a cave high in the Meatloaf Mountains. And while gathering dung for a fire in the back of the cave, Too Slim made a startling discovery.
Here's some dung. Here's some more dung. And here's a bony skull and...
Ah! It's a skeleton!
It was the remains of the legendary prospector, Whisperin' Bill. And a short time later, over a cozy, dung-burning fire, Zigbee told the tale of Whisperin' Bill.
It was back years ago. I was in Big Woman Sal's tap room. She had it for Opal. Whisperin' Bill comes in, buys me a little king, and tells me he's found a lost suburb of gold. Said he'd come back to town just to get supplies and was aiming to head right back out. Then he said the next time I saw him, he'd have more gold than Fort Knox. And if I was still there, he'd buy me another little king. Well, I waited 2 years, but he never came back. And I never got that beer.
Meanwhile, back in Tumbleweed City, the villains Slocum and Charlie have returned. Slocum has forged a Spanish land grant, which purports to give him ownership of all of Tumbleweed Valley. And now, episode 9, entitled, for reasons that will become obvious, D10 Caterpillar Blues. After Side Meat's tale of Whisperin' Bill, the writers and Miss Marm curl up in their respective bedrolls and go to sleep. Soon they are all peacefully sleeping with visions of golden suburbs dancing through their dreams. But early the next morning, as you might expect, dawn breaks, and with the dawn, they're up and at 'em.
Gosh, Ranger Doug, do you think the gold is really in this cave like the wind or the voice of Whisperin' Bill or whatever it was seemed to be telling us last night?
I don't know, too, Slim, but I don't have to know. What I do know is if we're going to stay in this cave and search for gold, we're going to need more supplies.
Yeah.
Not only that, but Miss Marm tells me she needs to get back to her prune ranch. It's pruning time.
Oh, it's pruning time, eh, Miss Marm? Miss Marm?
She'd tell you herself, but she has a hairball. So, while I escort her back to the ranch, why don't you take this shovel, go dig a hole in the back of the cave, and give old Whisperin' Bill a decent burial.
Well, gosh, Ranger Doug, why don't you take this shovel and go dig a hole in the back of the cave there and give old Whisperin' Bill a decent burial while I escort Miss Marm back to her ranch?
Certainly, I could do that too, Slim.
Yeah.
And I would probably do a better job of it, too. After all, I'm bigger, stronger, and neater than you. Yes, I could do it. But how would it look, Slim? Can you imagine Gene or Roy or Tex up to their knees in mud and dirt and dung?
Well, what could I have been thinking? I see what you mean. Okay, I'll do it. I'll give Whisperin' Bill a decent burial, and I'll do it with a willing heart, too.
That's the spirit.
Gosh, I'll come and help you.
Well, that's the cowboy way.
Taking matters in your own hands, Harry, Woody. Okay, I'll see you there. You doing something, Ranger Doug?
Yeah. After I drop off Miss Marm, let's meet at the Robert Johnson Crossroads, then head into town and get some supplies. Then come back here and see if we can find the gold.
Okay, let's all turn the page together, okay?
And so while Ranger Doug and Miss Marm saddle up and hit the trail back to Miss Marm's prune ranch,
on turbo!
Two Slim and Woody, with Side Meat watching, dig a respectable receptacle and lay the remains of Whisperin' Bill to rest. Then Side Meat says a few words.
Oh, dearly beloved. So long, Whisperin' Bill. You was a good man, I guess. I never got that beer you promised me. Well, rest in peace or whatever.
Well said, Side Meat, I guess. Now we'd better pack up our stuff and head for the Robert Johnson Crossroads to meet up with Ranger Doug.
Hey, boys. Look over here behind this boulder.
Yeah? What is it?
Oh, it's an old saddlebag. Hold this light on it, and I'll pick it up.
Gee. Yeah, okay, but be careful. It looks like it's about to fall apart.
It must have been old Whisperin' Bill's.
I wonder what's in it.
Well, we'll know in a minute, and we... Oh, no! The seams gave out.
Must have been something very heavy in there.
Well, let's see what we got here. An old can of minestrone.
Here's a faded photograph of Ferlin Husky.
Wow. Look at this, a copy of Atlas Shrugged.
That was a big book back in the 50s.
It's still a big book.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Hey, look here. A chip good for one free little king at Big Woman Sal's tap room.
Well, I'll take that. Moosh. Hey, he kept his promise. Rest in peace, Whisperin' Bill. Moosh.
Oh, looks like that's about everything except for this.
Well, what is it?
I'm not sure. It almost looks like a piece of a backyard barbecue grill. Let me clean it up here a little bit. Yeah,
oh,
look at that.
It is a grill, backyard barbecue grill, and it's made out of gold.
The legend is true.
Yes, it's a golden barbecue grill, and it could only have come from one place, the lost suburb of gold.
That big rock slide there, that nailed Whispering Bill.
It must be the entrance to the lost suburb of gold.
Oh, sure looks like it.
I don't know about you, hombres, but I'm going to start digging. Give me a hand here.
Hold it, side meat. Hold it.
Huh?
I estimate it would take three men, two men and an old geezer, 157 years to dig through that rock.
Just like the voice in the wind said last night, we're going to need a D-10 caterpillar.
Let's mount up and ride.
Quickly, two slim Woody and Side Meat get to their mounts and hit the trail for their rendezvous with Ranger Doug at the Robert Johnson Crossroads. And later that morning, they reach the crossroads and join up with Ranger Doug.
Ranger Doug, we have to get a big D-10 caterpillar because it's great, Ranger Doug. We're all going
to
be rich.
That's right, because the rock slide that did old Whispering Bill in is blocking the entrance to the lost suburb of gold.
We found this, Ranger Doug.
This looks like a solid gold barbecue grill.
No, it's not solid. The coals beneath it would melt it if it were solid, but it is a gold alloy.
Thank you, Woody. Of course they would. I was only speaking melodramatically, but enough of that. Right now, we need to find a D-10 caterpillar.
And there's only one place in the valley to find one. Hez and Hammerhead's used elegant heavy equipment and aftershave formal wear corral.
Right you are, Woody. Let's ride.
A short time later, riders in the sky arrive at the large fenced-in lot. That is, Hez and Hammerhead's used elegant heavy equipment and aftershave formal wear corral.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, Senator, stop.
Look here, Hammerhead. It's riders in the sky.
Howdy, Hez and Hammerhead.
Well, how do, fellas? You got here just in time.
What do you mean we got here just in time?
Yeah, just in time for what?
We lost our land, going out of business, inventory reduction. We must be nuts, dent, and damaged. Everything must go sale.
Boy, that covers all the bases I ever heard of for a sale.
In other words, it's going out of business as usual for you guys.
Say too, Slim, this time we mean it.
Yeah, that's right. We got to vacate these premises in 30 days. But there's Slocum taking over the whole valley.
Slocum?
Yep, he's got this Spanish land grant,
and
the courts have ruled that unless somebody proves it's false within 30 days, we're going to have to turn the whole dang valley over to him.
And the only one even trying to prove it's false is High Sheriff Drywall. Everybody knows he can't even find his rear end, so we're selling out and moving on.
That's right, so let's get to business here, boys.
Yeah, whatever you boys want to buy, we'll make you a great deal on it.
And now, we went through and marked everything way up so you can haggle us way down.
That's right.
Well, the only thing we need, fellas, is a D-10 caterpillar.
A what? Uh-oh. Hammerhead, I told you we should have held out for more money.
Why, you old pooter, how was I to know somebody else going to want that dang D-10?
Because I told you so, you large-brained low-watt light
bulb. Why, I don't think there's...
Boys, don't you have another one?
No, that was the only one within 500 miles of here, and this moron sold it for a song.
Well, how was I to know there'd be a run on the doggone thing?
I'll show you how to. Let me get my hands around your throat here, and I'll fix you up.
Why, you want to play rough?
Yeah, I do.
These rusty old pliers clamped down on your rusty old ears.
Play fair now.
Boys, slow down. Whoa.
Yeah, mind your own business. We know what we're doing.
That's right. We do it all the time. Come here, you.
Well, as long as you know what you're doing.
Ranger Doug, look. There are the tracks from the D-10 Caterpillar they just sold.
Oh, they're heading east.
Boys, we're going to have to split up. Side Meat, you and I'll ride on into town and see what the Spanish land grant business is all about. Woody and Slim, catch up with that Caterpillar D-10 and try to buy, rent, or borrow it from whoever is driving.
Right you are, Ranger Doug.
We'll meet up this afternoon back at the Robert Johnson Crossroads. Okay, boys, let's ride. On turbo!
Look at them, they're leaping!
The tracks left by the tread of the D-10 are easy to follow, and its speed is very slow. Thus, in a matter of minutes, Too Slim and Woody have it in sight.
I see it. There it is.
Come on.
Quickly, they overtake the lumbering machine.
Hey, buddy, can you fall over?
Hey, buddy, we want to talk to you.
Okay.
Howdy. I wonder if you'd be interested in, Hey, it's Rob Crosby.
Howdy, boys.
Rob, boy, are we glad to see you.
You are?
We sure are, Rob.
Yeah, we want to buy this D-10 from you.
Oh, well, I'd like to help you fellas, but it's not for sale.
Well, Rob, that D-10 is the only one in the valley.
There's not another one within 500 miles.
We gotta have it.
Well, if it's the only one around, and
You gotta have it.
Yeah.
I guess I could rent it to you for a few days.
Oh, great.
Of course, now, I'd probably have to get $1,000 a day for it.
What?
What?
$1,000 a day? Rob, come on. We're old friends.
Tut, 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 too slim. You want a D10 Caterpillar, don't you?
Yeah.
And this is the only one around, ain't it?
Yeah.
Looks like you have no choice but to take my offer.
Mm. Too slim, this is all you're doing. You and your art of the deal.
How about $930 and a plate of noodles?
No more noodles, too slim. Take it or leave it, boys. I gotta get going.
We'll take it. Too slim, you better hope we find that gold.
Boy, howdy do I.
So a deal is struck and a very expensive lesson is taught to Too Slim. Then after dropping Rob Crosby off at a rural train depot, Woody and Too Slim headed for the Robert Johnson Crossroads to rendezvous with Ranger Doug and Side Meat. But what about Ranger Doug and Side Meat? What will happen when they confront Slocum about his alleged Spanish land grant? And will the very expensive D10 Caterpillar open the way to the lost suburb of gold? Well, you won't find the answers to these questions anywhere but right here. Same time, same station next week in episode 10 of The Lost Suburb of Gold, entitled Boomer Esiason, A Farewell to Arm. It's scrambling, rambling, going deep for a long one melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and diesel-dealing Rob Crosby.
Go ahead. Well, thank you, fellas. Little song I wrote for Mr. Lee Greenwood to sing. They say love is a gamble, you can't win or lose. But life dealt me a queen the day I found you. Now the cards are in my favor, and I'm gonna play them right. You're the one I've waited for, and I'm gonna hold on tight. Now I'm holding a good hand. In my life on you, I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house, that's right. A little piece of land and I walk through life, holding a good hand. All right, we need y'all to help us out. I'm holding a good hand like this. I bet my life on you, I'm not gonna let go, darling. Now that I found a heart that's true, you know I just want a full house. Y'all doing good. A little piece of land and I walk through life holding a good hand. Here we go. Well, I'm holding a good hand. I bet my life on you, I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house. A little piece of land and I walk through life holding a good hand, holding a good hand. Yes, and I am. Woo!
This is the VXU Radio Network.